Two Pakistani nationals charged with $17 million Medicare fraud. By Warner Todd Houston on June 25, 2026. Two Pakistani migrants have been charged in Oregon for an alleged scheme defrauding Medicare and other federal programs of up to $17 million, federal officials say. In a press release from Tuesday, June 23, the U.S. Attorney's Office of the District of Oregon reported that migrants Jahangir Ali, 34, Mirdad Jahrami, 67, were arrested for allegedly perpetrating a number of schemes to defraud Medicare, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Veterans Health Administration, and private insurance companies of millions. Prosecutors say that Jahangir Ali owned Oregon Clinical Laboratory and through the company submitted fraudulent claims of genetic testing to Medicare Advantage plans costing the taxpayers up to $15 million. When contacted by investigators, the doctors and clinics mentioned in the billing statement said they never had any dealings with Ali's company. As to Mirdad Jahrami, investigators say he created fake sleep study results claiming the studies were conducted at his Coastal Diagnostic Testing Group and Coastal Diagnostic Officers that were either actually conducted elsewhere, or were never conducted at all. Related, DOJ announces charges in $6.5 billion healthcare fraud scheme. The latest charges are part of the Trump administration's nationwide law enforcement action that has resulted in charges against 455 defendants, including 90 doctors and other licensed medical professionals, for their alleged participation in healthcare fraud and opioid abuse schemes involving over $6.5 billion in false claims and significant patient harm, including death. Healthcare fraud inflates costs, restricts access to critical services, and siphons taxpayer dollars from senior citizens, people with disabilities, low-income families, veterans, and others who rely on these federal programs, said U.S. Attorney Scotty Bradford. Strong coordination among local, state, national, and international partners is essential to protecting the integrity of our healthcare system and ensuring those who exploit it are held accountable. Every dollar saved by investigating fraud helps ensure VA programs remain sustainable for the veterans who depend on them, said Special Agent in Charge Dmitry Ananikolov with the Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Inspector General's Western Pacific Field Office, VAOIG. The VAOIG is committed to investigating those who exploit VA programs and thanks the U.S. Attorney's Office and Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General for their collaboration to identify, investigate, and eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. In other such cases, the Trump-led Department of Justice is taking down fraudsters across the country. Cases include actions by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, to suspend 1,079 providers and revoke billing privileges for 1,403 providers. 48 civil monetary payment settlements amounting to over $73 million, over 1,400 provider exclusions, and 25 actions by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, HHS-OIG, under the civil monetary penalties law seeking more than $10 billion in payments to the Medicare Trust Fund from payments that CMS caught and suspended before the funds were paid to the fraudulent providers. Civil charges against 13 defendants for $14.8 million in healthcare fraud schemes, as well as civil settlements with 31 defendants totaling $23 million. 928 administrative cases by the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, seeking the revocation of authority to handle and/or prescribe controlled substances since October 1, 2025. Many of these cases are being prosecuted by the newly created National Fraud Enforcement Division, which was launched on April 7. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.